Correct radio show. My name is Stu Peters. That's Richard Leonard broadcasting live on Mojo 50 Radio. That is the station that you'll find us on iHeartRadio. Make sure that you download. It is a good song. Make sure that you download the OpsLens app, all right? You can see us exclusively over in the OpsLens app. You can also communicate with us while you watch this show live. You might have heard Richard Leonard. There he is joining us now. Also, anywhere that you can find podcasts, we are there, whether it's iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, Spotify, all of those places, plus the PCRadioShow.com, and the truth always lives at Red Voice Media. Richard, today we're going to talk with Philip Stutz, and he's an amazing person. This guy's got a tremendous story. He was actually just recently blocked by Facebook because he, well, I'll let him tell you the story. But this guy successfully ran 1,400 campaigns. So he's a political campaign marketing genius. Three of those were campaigns for the presidency, and they were successful. He's met all these people. He's got a wonderful story, and he's being attacked. Why? For the cover of a book that has nothing to do with the 2020 election, but Facebook is silencing him because of his conservative viewpoints. Interesting conversation that we were having, and this conversation took place yesterday. But, you know, the news cycle dictates what we do on this program.
It's pretty heavy yesterday.
And it was really heavy yesterday. Yeah. And I want to talk about that because Lauren Witzke was on this program just dropping absolute bombs yesterday. She was making allegations that if you really think about the gravity of this, she's making allegations that Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, or somebody up there was directing the Capitol Police to incite violence against Trump supporters. Now, that is the government using the police as brown shirt muscle to intimidate, injure, assault, and kill citizens of the United States of America at the Capitol of the United States of America, which is still under military control and lockdown.
Surrounded by a wall, mind you.
Unbelievable. We had Representative Paul Gosar on yesterday also, who said if we don't have the Constitution, we don't have the rule of law. The Constitution, we know, is a living and breathing document that is being altered. They want to trash it. They want to completely throw this thing away in the garbage. They want to start over they want to make us like some third world country here. It's hard for me to even spit out. But what I was thinking, and then, of course, we talked with Buzz Patterson and Project Veritas, so it was just a busy news day. And we couldn't get to the Philip Stutz interview, but it's timeless and you're going to enjoy it. And we're going to air it here today, because it's very interesting. And this guy is a wonderful interview. But what I was thinking on my way into the studio today is about how divided we really are. And I don't get to read every comment inside of Telegram. I don't get to read every comment on Twitter. There's thousands of them, but I do read a lot of them, and I read enough of them to get a gist of what the general or overall response is to an interview, to a story that we break, to what's going on over at Red Voice Media, things like that. I like to see what the general consensus is from people. And if you haven't really come to grips with how divided we are as a people in America, I challenge you to go to Facebook or Twitter or to your Telegram account and just start opining. Just start talking about your opinion. Yeah. And you'll see.
Watch it fester.
You'll see how divided we are. This isn't about Republicans and Democrats anymore. This isn't about black people versus white police. This isn't about conservatives versus liberals. This is so much bigger than that. This is really, I mean, now here we go, but I'm just going to tell you, and I'm not ashamed to go here. I'm going to tell you, this is an attack on Christianity is what this is. That's what this really boils down to, is good versus evil. This is God versus Satan. And we're watching this battle happen right in front of us as what I believe is the second harvest. And if you read the Bible, or if you don't, I would encourage you to get into it. If you do, though, we were promised a second harvest, and I really believe that's what we're seeing here, which is what happens before Jesus comes again. But now, if you really want to see how divided we are, forget about opinion. Start talking about facts. Now, I'm talking about facts that are irrefutable. Video evidence, audio recordings, sworn statements and testimony, pictures. And I know that Lauren Witzke didn't have video or pictures of what she was claiming happened. But what she did have, Richard, is she had a plethora, a multitude, a giant response of people who said, no, she's credible. I saw this too. I was there. I saw exactly what she's talking about. Now, Lauren Witzke was on our program about 3 days prior to yesterday. I believe it was on Monday she was on, I think. Or it might have been Tuesday. And we were talking election reform. She's the spokesperson for the Hold the Line PAC, and they're focused on America First politics, election reform, restoring election integrity. She also was a candidate in Delaware for the U.S. Senate, crushed the record of most votes generated by a Republican or garnered by a Republican in Senate candidate history in that state. She's not kooky. She's not crazy. She's an open book. She's completely vulnerable. She has no motive to lie. If she did have a motive to lie, here's what I would encourage you to think about when you're thinking about Lauren Witzke and whether or not what she's saying about the Capitol Police. And we're going to talk about the magnitude of these allegations. But if you want to doubt her credibility, this woman openly admits that she was dying. She was drowning in an unbelievably deep and dark hole of opioid addiction. She was addicted to heroin.
Whoa.
She went further on and openly to talk about how she was a drug runner for the Mexican drug cartel. She has no shame in admitting she is an open book. What motivation would Lauren Witzke have to lie about what she saw firsthand on 6 Jan at the Capitol after the president asked his followers to peacefully and patriotically march to the Capitol? What would be her motive? Can you think of a motive to lie? Would it be for a media appearance? Does she really need that? She's not a candidate for office. She has nothing to gain by more followers. She's got a following on Twitter. I mean, 50-something thousand, I suppose. It's decent. I think we have about the same size audience. We're not changing the world. But a decent enough amount of people can see what we're saying. She went before Newsmax to talk about what happened on the 6th, and they cut her off. They wouldn't let her talk. They wouldn't let her finish the sentence. Now, this is what I was going back to with, we have been conditioned, Richard. Now follow me here. We have been conditioned to deny or refute or discredit or dismiss any narrative that we have been programmed to believe, oh, it just could never happen. That can't happen. Not in the United States, not here, not in America, not in the greatest planet, greatest nation on the face of the planet, not in this republic. There's no way. I mean, this is third world country type stuff here. There is no way that our government would conspire to kill us just because we support Trump. There's no way that they would conspire to incite violence to make us look bad. This is the government. We trust these people. We trust law enforcement. We trust elected representatives. Now, I think that the pendulum is shifting, and I think that there are a lot of people waking up that, hey, look, because Trump pulled the curtain back on this deep swamp and this corruption, people are starting now to admit it. But if you think about it and you look at how divided we are and you listen to somebody like Lauren Witzke giving this account, and then people are, this can't be true. Show me the evidence. Show me the evidence. Show me the evidence. This show me the evidence BS that I've been hearing lately. You can take that and get the heck out of here, because Rudy Giuliani Lynn Wood, Sidney Powell, Mike Lindell, General Michael Flynn, President Donald J. Trump, Trump Jr. The list goes on and on and on of the people who have brought indisputable evidence. It's going on in Maricopa County. We had somebody on this program talking about still the tabulation centers. They're doing nefarious and weird things there. And when you talk about 120,000 ballots coming in for Biden, for example, and then the Gateway Pundit covers a story about at 3:30 and 4 o'clock and 5 o'clock in the morning, they have video evidence of a van coming into the garage and unloading boxes of ballots. Why are ballots coming in at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning? Why is this when, by the way, the counting stopped? Why is this, by the way, when 100,000 ballots or 120 or 60,000, however many there was, over 100,000 ballots come in are 100% for Joe Biden, zero for Donald Trump? And in that state, at that time, Trump had a lead of exactly 120,000 votes.
And still at this time, Stu, we're dang near through the middle of February. Nobody has answered those questions. Nobody.
Nobody. And so for the naysayers that say Lauren Witzke this, Lauren Witzke that, listen, you're right. I have not seen the video of this. Now, I've been told that we're going to get it. I've been told by another source who is incredibly reliable that we're going to get video that substantiates Lauren Witzke's story. But haven't we already seen video that substantiates her story? Now, listen, we have seen videos of cops acting as ushers, acting as tour guides. OAN, the founder or the CEO, Jack over there, he has a Twitter account. He's got like a million people over there. He posted a video just yesterday, Thursday, and said, oh, is this what storming the Capitol looks like? These people are just milling around, walking around inside of the building. They're on a
shaking
tour.
Shaking hands with the cops. Hey, you guys are doing a good job. Hey, what's up? But it's violent insurrection.
I am just so concerned about the mental health condition of the people in this country right now. It's very concerning. And I love you all. I do. I'm not saying you're crazy or nuts for not believing Lauren Witzke. Maybe I'll be wrong, but I doubt it. Maybe I'm off my rocker, but I don't think so. Maybe there will be evidence that shows that Lauren Witzke is part of the deep state and that she's setting this whole thing up. But I don't think so.
Well, and to be honest with you, man, at this point, if any of those scenarios proved to be true, unfortunately, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised.
I will apologize if her story, because I'm going to bat for her here, because all of the evidence suggests that she's telling the truth. What is the first thing that you look at when you're investigating a crime? Can you guess? I bet you know. What is the first thing that you look at when you're trying to determine who might have perpetuated this crime?
Follow the money.
That and, yeah, well, money would be motive. But motive. Who had a motive to kill this guy? Who had the motive to set this guy up? Who had what to gain? And yes, most oftentimes, Richard, you're right, it's money. In this case, the end result would be money, but the motive is control and power, which then turns into money, right?
Yeah. Or it's part of it, yes.
In this case, control and power was the motive, and Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, radical progressives have all of the motive that they need. I'm just telling you that we are a very divided country right now. It is. If you don't believe me, go to your social media and just start talking about facts. Facts that you know to be true, and just see the responses that you get on your social media. People will actually argue with you, convinced that they're not seeing what their eyes are telling them that they're seeing, convinced that their ears are not hearing what they're hearing. Wow. We're going to talk impeachment trial coming up here. Richard Leonard is all worked up, and we'll be back in 60 seconds to talk about that.
We will force votes.
We will not stop.
Any Republican senator is part of the cover-up.
What the f***?
Impeachment.
This is madness.
The PC Radio Show with Stu and Rich. Back in a minute.
I know a little bit about what's going on in our country. I know a little bit about politics. I know a little bit about law enforcement. I know a little bit about a lot of things. I'm not an expert on any one thing. Maybe fugitive investigations and apprehension, but that would be the thing that I'm the best at. Everybody's got to be good at something. Johnson Jewelers is good at custom jewelry. And I can tell you something. I know that because I wear it. Richard, you wear Johnson Jewelers jewelry. We have several friends. We have spouses that wear Johnson Jewelers jewelry. Boy, a tongue twister here today. Really testing my expertise on the radio side of things today.
There we go.
But one thing that you can never question is the quality of the custom jewelry that is made over at Johnson Jewelers. Now, if you walk in there, if you happen to live in the People's Republic of Minnesota under the rule of the tyrannical communist Tim Jong Walls, and you happen to go in there in Woodbury and you look at their display case, you'll be absolutely amazed with what you see. And it'll be mind-blowing to you that all of this stuff was made by the people at Johnson Jewelers. Now, Johnson Jewelers is also a family-owned business. They're not some big, huge chain. They're not some big franchise. You're not getting blood diamonds. You're not getting cheap diamonds. You're getting the highest quality stuff. Now, if you have a stone or if you have a crest or if you have an heirloom of some kind that was left behind by your gay Uncle Tim or by your Aunt Betty or whatever it is, you can take that stone, that crest, that pendant, that thing, and if you have an idea of how you'd like to wear it, whether it's around your neck, whether it's in your ear, on your finger, around your ankle, anywhere. If you want to wear it as a tiara, like Richard does when he's not on the air, you can definitely do that, and Johnson Jewelers can make it happen. From anywhere in the country, from anywhere in the world, because just a few phone calls, a couple of emails exchanged, and some internet action at johnsonjewelers.com, and you will get the custom piece of jewelry, and they guarantee their work. Johnson Jewelers, do business with them because we do, and because I'm telling you, it is the best. They're family-owned, they're conservative-valued, God-fearing American patriots. johnsonjewelers.com. Visit them online, johnsonjewelers.com. johnsonjewelers.com. Let me say it one more time because I messed that up. johnsonjewelers.com.
Their mama's always told them they'd never amount to anything.
You know what? I am going to ground you for 3 months.
Yeah, they were right.
Why doesn't anybody ever
live? Stuart and Richard, PC Radio is on.
And, let's see. You're all upset because, of impeachment. It's the word of the day. It's the word of the year. Nancy Pelosi is... I wouldn't be surprised if she impeaches Mike Lindell. She might impeach Ronald McDonald.
Us? She may impeach us.
I might be the first impeached, Senate impeached, confirmed impeached radio show personality in the history of the world. If she was going to impeach any of them, it would definitely be us over here. Richard, you were watching these impeachment hearings, and you were all worked up, and the hypocrisy is astounding. It's like I said before the break, it's trying to teach you to unhear what you've heard and to unsee what you've seen. These are the same people that trashed the police for how long? A whole summer. Trashed the police. They were racists. They were murderers. They were killing black people, unarmed black people, shooting them at nauseam. You have to step over the bodies like cordwood. The way that the police are just out of control, murdering everybody out here. And now, though, the narrative has changed in the impeachment hearings. Now, Richard, we're supposed to support the police, trust the police. The police are great. Do these people forget
the blue.
Do they forget that there are recording devices in these rooms, that there are media people, that there are cameras, that they've actually been on live television, that they've been before cameras, that they've been recorded on audio tapes, that they've been on radio, that they've been in interviews, that they've written statements, that they've drafted and proposed legislation that says something completely other than what they're saying now?
Well, they're looking right at the camera as they're puking this crap out of their mouths. And, you know, I was going to not even watch it because I already knew. I think we all knew that it's all going to be a bunch of crap. And I got sucked in, of course, because there was some clip on some social media thing I was scrolling through. And then I started watching these elected officials after elected officials giving speeches against President Trump. And as they went on, man, I kept getting more and more and more and more upset. And I forget the guy's name now. He's an Asian dude from California. And he was going on and on about how in the world can President Trump incite this violence? And we had in America was grieving for the violence that happened here at the Capitol. And I'm thinking to myself, where the hell have you been? Where have you been for the last year when our brothers, our sisters, our moms, our dads, our uncles, our aunts, our friends were losing their homes? They're losing their businesses and they're terrified. And when they reach out and call out for help, the only response they got from you pencil neck prick son of a bees is, well, we're going to defund the police because they're racist. And now we're supposed to all just jump on board and ensure that Donald J. Trump can't ever run for president again.
Or Candace Owens.
Or Candace Owens, for that matter. Absolutely. And they're playing videos of these people that were there on the 6th of January, yelling at the cops and doing all this crazy stuff. And Lauren talked yesterday about the guy in the bunny suit. All this talk about how the Trump squad and the Trump, whatever they called it, goon squad, had all these people infiltrated in to spies, to go and grab computers and information and things like that. No talk about the fact that most of those idiots were probably Antifa or BLM folks dressed up like a Trumper. Is that beyond the realm of possibility? I don't think so. And then the next guy gets up and he's talking about how, well, you know, they violated this sacred building where there's sensitive and sometimes classified information. Why is there classified information in a building that can be overtaken by a public mob if they wanted to, or by people being ushered through the building by the police that were there to secure it?
Well, I want to speak on that for a second. Now, I think that storming the Capitol was a mistake. Okay.
Yes,
I think it was criminal. I think it was ridiculous. And I think that anybody that did that, that was in there, that hurt anybody, that participated in any criminal activity, destruction of property, vandalism, anything like that, ought to be held responsible for their actions. We are a country of laws, and you can't pick and choose which laws you're going to follow and which laws you're not. You are either a criminal or you're not. You're either guilty or you're innocent. There's no two ways about it. I have done things in my lifetime, speeding, you know, false pretense at the governor's mansion. There's things that I have done in my life. I have made mistakes. I have paid the consequences for those actions. Now, I'm not a convicted felon. I've never done any prison time. I've never sold drugs. I've never hurt anybody. You know, I'm a good person. But everybody makes mistakes. Sometimes you get caught making those mistakes. Sometimes you don't. Mistakes can be bigger than smaller, whatever. I think that that was a mistake, and I think it was stupid. And I understand. I'm not saying I don't understand why these people did it. I do. I get it. I understand the frustration. I am empathetic to the feeling that you have when you do outrageous things in a time like now, because these are outrageous times. What we're seeing is outrageous. I get it.
Yes. But the point is this.
But let me finish my thought. So having classified information in that building,
it should not be there.
Well, I don't agree with that. That is sacred. That place is. But there are people with nefarious intent. There are people that work inside of our government that are ill-intended. And maybe the stuff should be looked at. Maybe we should be keeping this stuff a little bit more garnered, a little bit more close to the chest. Right? And I don't know if you're supposed to have it or not. You worked for a member of Congress. You've been there. I don't know if you're supposed to have classified information just laying about the desk in Washington. I don't know.
Of course not.
I agree that that's sloppy. I don't agree with the fact that that's what we should be focused on here.
Well, no, I agree with you. But here's the point. It's the hypocrisy.
Yes.
Right.
There's plenty of that.
I spent all those years in the Army National Guard with a security clearance. And when there's secure information that is being worked with, like we did often, there's armed guards outside of the armory.
Mm-hmm.
There's armed guards at the door of said room that the information's in. So now they have all this secret and sensitive information in Capitol building offices. Then if that's the case, why is it not secured so that nobody, no matter what, can come in that building? If you ask me, part of it's a lie, and part of it is a setup.
Yeah, well, according to Lauren Witzke, this whole thing was a setup. It was a trap. Yes. It was a trap for Trump supporters. This is the world that we're living in now, and they're going to keep coming at you. They're going to, and if it happened to these people at the Capitol, and if it's happening to people like Project Veritas and Mike Lindell, and if it's happening to people like Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood, and if it's happening, it's going to. What makes you think that you're exempt to their charge? What makes you think that you're an exception to the rule? We have talked about Trump deprogramming and re-education camps. We have talked about FEMA camps. We have talked about the fact that your kids could be removed from your home in the name of health and safety, in the name of child abuse, if you supported President Trump, if you questioned or doubted the legitimacy and transparency of the 2020 presidential election, if you think that the coronavirus is a deadly pandemic, or if it's a played out politicized virus meant for control through compliance using the fear tactic, if you think that the restrictions and the mandates and the masking and the requirements is overreaching government authority, your kids could be removed from your home because you're abusing them, you're indoctrinating them, you're brainwashing them, and their health and their safety is at risk. If you think that this isn't coming, I have news for you. Don't discount these people. The thing that we have done that over the last decade or more is we have peacefully and diplomatically resolved issues through legislation and debate. We have been the nice guy. We have been the tolerant people. We have been the hold the door guy, the shake the hand and look you in the eyes guy. We have been those people because we're decent people. But we have also underestimated the tenacity and the speed with which these people are moving forward a plan for a one world order, a one world government system, a one world police force, the United Nations. I'm telling you, we didn't give them enough credit. And that is why we're here, because we were asleep at the wheel. Yesterday, Congressman Paul Gosar, he alluded to that on this program. And he's absolutely right. We have been asleep at the wheel in this country. I believe Buzz Patterson said the same thing. Anybody who's a critical thinker, a free thinker, an independent thinker, an objective thinker, look at the facts. Look at where we were 10 years ago and where we are now. Now, if you really want to shock yourself, look at where we were 10 months ago and where we are right now. All these things that we're talking about on this program, you would have said, there's no way that that's ever going to happen. Not in this country, and it's happening. I'm so tired of delivering bad news. I'm tired of talking about... You gotta look to God. You have to. I'm telling you, because this is more than that. This is a spiritual battle, and we are going to see a reckoning here like you have never seen before. Philip Stutz, coming up in just 60 seconds. My name is Stu, that's Rich. PC Radio continues soon.
We will force votes.
We will not stop. Any Republican senator is part of the cover-up.
What the f***?
Impeachment.
This is madness!
The PC Radio Show with Stu and Rich. Back in a minute.
Got to talk to you real quick about our friends over at Verve. Now, Verve Forever. Veteran-owned company. Tim Klund. TK. One of my good friends, and a good friend of Richard's, a great friend to PC Radio. Anybody, by the way, who serves our country honorably and nobly, we respect you. We thank you. We also thank veteran-owned companies, patriotically owned companies, and conservative company. I don't know. You don't even have to be a conservative company. Listen, if you love our country and you're from here and you're American, I'm going to support your business. I try to stay out of the big box stores. I really do. I don't like to give them my business. So if, you know what, if Tom has a gun shop and Cabela's is down the road, I might pay a little bit more for my 308 from Tom. I might. I get that. I might pay a little bit more because Tom had to pay a little bit more for that firearm. But I'm going to go buy my firearm from Tom because I support local business. I support the small business, the backbone of the economy. I support veteran-owned businesses, which is why we do business with Verve. Verve Forever is a CBD company. CBD is something that has done tremendous things for my family. It's done great things for Richard. It helps with anxiety. It helps with stress. We all have that right now. I'm telling you, if you've never heard of this stuff, or you've heard of it but don't know about it, I would not lie to you. I'm telling you the truth. CBD is a miracle. It does great things. It balances you out throughout the day. You can get the zero THC stuff. That's what I use. I don't run around all blasted like Richard does. You can see him over there. He's on one.
I love my Verve.
Seriously, though. And the pain creams, listen, I got it for my shoulder. I don't have to have surgery anymore. But listen to this. Marie had migraines, right? And she was popping all these pills, and the doctor was prescribing this, you know, chemical thing and that poison, this and that. She's popping, and it wasn't even helping. Look, they start from, you know, back behind her ear. And so she took some of this pain cream and she rubbed it back there. Boom, 20 minutes, no headache. These things are the headaches that keep you in bed all day, right? The crippling ones. She gets these about twice a month. And I'm telling you, it worked. So Verve Forever, if you are already using CBD, then you're way ahead of where I was. But if you're already using it and you're not doing business with a veteran-owned company, trash those schmucks. Go over to the PCRadioshow.com because if you go through our website and you click on the Verve logo there, you get big-time discounts. And plus, we get credit, and we want to show TK that we're doing a good job advertising his stuff. So go to the PCRadioshow.com, click on Verve, the PCRadioshow.com, the PCRadioshow.com. Philip Stupp's up right now.
Broadcasting live on the Ops Lens app, iHeartRadio, Mojo 50 Radio, and online worldwide. At thepcradioshow.com.
Obviously, hearing from people like Project Veritas being banned, you know, total accounts being deleted, Lynn Wood, you know, Sidney Powell, anybody who wants to bring any evidence, Mike Lindell, Facebook is at it. I'm shadow banned. There's no question about it. How can you have all of these followers and then nobody sees anything? Best-selling author Philip Stutz is going to talk to us about that. You know, he comes from the cutthroat world of political and corporate marketing. He's been described as a marketing maverick, reshaping business success using the secret formula that gets presidents elected, contributing to over 1,400 election victories. Think about that, 1,400 election victories, including three U.S. presidential victories, and working with multiple Fortune 200 companies. Philip plays the game of political and corporate marketing on the highest level, battling it out with fierce competition, multi-billion-dollar budgets, and a win or die mentality. He joins us now. Philip, welcome to PC Radio, and thanks a lot for being here.
Stu, honored to be here.
You know, you're here kind of along those lines. I want to congratulate you, by the way, on all of your success. That's an amazing track record, and anybody who doesn't do business with you has got to be outside of their head. I was reading a tweet that you put up, banned by Facebook. This is what happened to me. Here's my story. And it says your work was banned from Facebook. And let me tell you what happened. A few weeks ago, I emailed 60 friends in the business world and asked them for help. I had a new book coming out in the spring, and I wanted feedback on the 10 cover options my publisher had sent me to review. Seems pretty legitimate. I'm looking at the covers here. They all look wonderful, by the way. I would have a hard time deciding which one here. Undefeated Marketing System, Philip Stutz. The Undefeated Marketing System is the name of the book. And there's three different covers, right? There's nothing here that I can see that would violate any policies that I'm aware of. Tell us your story. What happened here?
Well, I violated the policy of the algorithm. And then, so let me walk you through the story, Stu. So, yeah, everything's right. I have a book coming out this spring. I decided, I don't know what I had. I had a green cover, a red cover, and a white cover. And I said, I would really be interested in knowing what my target audience would think of this. Now, the target audience is mainly business owners, marketers, C-suite executives. But really, the book is all about, it tells a lot of behind-the-scenes political stories. If you want to know how a political campaign really is run, that's what I'm writing, right?
Sure.
But I decided I was just going to run some Facebook test ads to see what people clicked on the most. And so we put the ads up, and immediately Facebook went to us and said, your ads have been declined. Now, again, the problem that a lot of people are saying that you talked about earlier is people were just posting on social media fronts and then they get banned. This is something different. I wanted, for the best, for the sake of my business and to get my book out, I wanted to see what would be the most advantageous cover for my book. And I wanted to pay Facebook a few shekels, a few bucks to try to figure that out. Mm-hmm. And then that's when they came back and said, your ad has been declined. And I'm like, what? I'm writing a marketing book. And they said, well, you said this, or let me say this, the name of the book is The Undefeated Marketing System, How to Grow Your Business and Build Your Audience Using the Secret Formula that Elects Presidents.
Okay.
And the fact that my subtitle said elects presidents on there, the Facebook algorithm caught that and said, you are trying to influence an election. I'm not sure what election I'm trying to influence. So I went back to my team and I said, appeal this decision. This is some algorithm that caught this. They just saw elects presidents, part of their ad ban. Just go back and appeal it to a human and let's get this thing resolved. 8 hours later, the appeal came back denied. No explanation, no anything. And so I said, my team's like, well, why don't we wait until after the Georgia special Senate election is done and we'll go try this again. They've never lifted this ban. They won't allow us to do this, even though we've appealed to them and said, this is a business marketing book that has nothing to do with partisanship. It is about how presidents get elected. It's about how senators get elected, how businesses need to utilize these strategies and tactics to grow their businesses. Didn't matter. That was it. It was over. I have no platform to put my book out now on Facebook. And it's not, look, they have the right to do what they want, but it is, we have a monopolistic sense of a couple platforms out there right now, whether it be Amazon, whether it be Facebook or Twitter or all these social media platforms, and they can control whatever they want to control. And the fact is that this, I started telling my story. Well, I had two people reach out to me since then over the story. And I'd love, if you're good with it, Steve, I'd love to share what happened to them.
Of course. Yeah.
The first is this. This is even crazier than my story, right? And the only reason I know about this is I wrote a story about it, right? And Fox News picked up the story. They did a big piece on me. This past week, I'm talking Matt Taibbi with Rolling Stone right now. He's talking about doing a piece. But I had there's a nonprofit that we work with and we do pro bono work for in my marketing agency.
Okay.
And we market their company. And they help rescue kids from sexual and physical abuse.
Oh, boy. Now you're going down the rabbit hole. See, that's immediate grounds for banning. You cannot say save our children. You can't be on the right side of history when it comes to digging into pedophilia, because that will certainly get you banned. But I digress.
It's called the Emerald Coast Children's Advocacy Center. For the sake of our conversation, I'll call them ECCAC.
Okay, sure.
Anyway, I love this group. They've done more in the community I live in to save sexually abused children than any group I've ever worked with. I've contributed well into the five figures of my own money. I do pro bono work for them. They are a godsend to our community in Florida. And they were told when they want to do a fundraising drive at the end of 2020 to raise money to save children from sexual and physical abuse, that they also fell under the same ban that I fell under, because they said that they were promoting some kind of politics or whatever. So this nonprofit that is trying to save sexually exploited children is unable to raise money to help more children. And because that ad ban is still in place by Facebook, the one that I'm falling under, they cannot start their fundraising drive this spring either. So that is, this is a huge problem, right? And then this is another crazy story. So a buddy of mine, his name's Justin Donald. He just wrote he hit number one on the Wall Street Journal bestsellers list. He wrote a finance book. And in the finance book, he wrote a story about how he invested money during the pandemic, during the coronavirus economy.
Yeah.
Amazon told him he was not able to upload his book on Amazon unless he removed the words COVID, COVID-19, pandemic, and coronavirus, because he is not a medical professional. Oh. This is insanity. He was writing about the economy and about how to make money in this economy. This is the insanity that I'm putting up with, that nonprofits are putting up with, and that people even in the financial sector are putting up with. And like, something has to stop here, and I'm indignant over it. It's not just my story. It's so many others, and it's like an onion. I just keep peeling this layer back, and I'm like, wait a second. This is not just about speech ban. It's about changing the trajectory of big people's lives that are trying to get their message out.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a marketing genius. I mean, you've 1,400 victories, three of them presidential. You've made more than 350 national media appearances, ESPN, CBS, Fox Business, Fox News, MSNBC, CNN. You know marketing. This is your thing. You're not influencing any elections by talking about how to market a business. Certainly saving our children is not trying to influence an election. And when you bring up the pandemic thing, anytime, if you've noticed, Philip, when you talk about this COVID-19, when you talk about the vaccine, when you talk about masking, social distancing, when you talk about Anthony Fauci, the criminal, everybody gets really, really sensitive. Why do you suppose that is? I mean, you're a marketing guy, right? Do you think that this is almost a governmental marketing scheme to make you believe something about this virus? I saw an interview with Maria Bartiromo that you did, and so I'm kind of cheating a little bit because I do know that you have an opinion on this. What is this? What's going on with this secrecy?
I think we've never lived in a world more than we do now where people can get their voices out there, and we've never had this many people feel like they haven't been seen or heard.
That's crazy.
And so I think this all comes down to a lot of people who don't feel seen and heard, probably because they were raised by crappy parents, and they are projecting it out into the cancel and created this whole cancel culture world. And the algorithms on Facebook and Twitter, a different type of algorithm, the algorithms that say point everybody into the same thinking and put it on steroids. And it has created this mass effect of people that all they care about is getting their own validation in everything they say and believe. When I was talking to Matt Taibbi with Rolling Stone the other day about this issue, he and I do not come from the same side of the aisle, but he is also standing up. He is a liberal. He's standing up to liberals and saying, hold on, First Amendment speech is the most important thing that we can talk about. So when Matt talks now, I listen to him. Because he's has a reasonable argument. He's not trying to cancel anybody. He's trying to stand up and say, hold on, I may not agree with you, but you should have your voice heard just like everybody else. And that's what we're under right now, is people don't feel like they don't feel seen and heard. And we've never had more platforms to be seen and heard. It's just an incredible dynamic. And finally, the social media platforms, they know this, and they're exploiting it. And why are they exploiting it? For cold, hard cash.
Best-selling author Philip Stutz, marketing genius and expert in the field of marketing. So let me ask you this. When all of this is happening with Twitter and Facebook, social media in general, if you're going to market your business, when you're running into trouble as a financial advisor, for example, or you have a nonprofit that you want to get out there and you're facing this kind of censorship, how about some secrets for our listeners that own businesses, want to market them? How do we get around these algorithms?
Yeah, well, let me say this. If a politician sits down with me and says, I want to run for office, the first thing I do is I ask them, what do you believe in? And inevitably, the egotistical, egomaniacal politician says, I believe in 25 things. And they'll tell me, you know, cut taxes and cut government waste. You know, they'll go on. I go, okay, nobody wants to hear about your 25 issues.
Yes.
What they want to hear about, you know, is now that I know your 25 issues, I'm going to go find that out. So I go run a test, a poll in the field, not to see who's winning and losing, like CNN does, right? Or Fox News does, or anybody does. I go out and find out, what do the voters care about? Inevitably, I found two issues in every campaign that the voters care about to such a degree they vote for that candidate, and it's also in alignment with what the candidate believes in. From that point forward, that's how I'm going to build out my marketing campaign. On those two issues, that's it. That's all we're going to talk about. And what I'm trying to teach in this book is the same situation with businesses. So many business owners are out there saying, I have a great product. I have a great service. You should try my product or service. No one cares about your product or service. They care about what their product or service will do for them. And so what I'm trying to do is bring empathetic marketing back to corporate America. We've gotten into such a social media world where it's just scream the loudest. And what I'm trying to figure out and what we teach is, We use data, but we use data for good. We track what customers do online, and then we work with these business owners to say, okay, your customer doesn't care that you sell this product, but they care that you sell this product. So why don't we talk more about this product and how it affects them and serves them and helps them? And then we build strategic marketing plans around it, just like we would a politician. We build the brand after that. We test all these messages and ideas to figure out which one is going to have the best ROI, and then we launch a marketing campaign. And so that's really the marketing system that I teach. Every business owner I've worked with, every single one that has followed these five steps that we use in the Undefeated Marketing System has grown their business. And this is what the story I'm trying to tell. I've been fortunate enough to work in politics over 25 years, and I learned a ton of lessons from great presidents and from politicians on how they run and market their campaigns. And that's the story I'm trying to teach.
With over 25 years of campaign and research experience, you have obviously done this prior to the introduction of high tech, you know, Facebook, Twitter, things like that. So you know how to get around this stuff, and you know how to make people successful. I mean, and now you're revealing the system that elects presidents and builds billion-dollar companies. Where can people find this book?
Yeah, well, it's going to be on pre-order starting February 20th on Amazon. Ironically, and you can actually go to philipstutz.com/book. And for your listeners, I'm going to offer them to be able to read the first two chapters for free. They can download the first two chapters, the intro and the chapter one. It's for free. And by the way, if there's anything partisan in this book, right, that should be banned by Facebook, I won't publish the book. So I challenge your readers or your listeners out there, go download it. Read the first two chapters. By the way, you're gonna read two really great chapters with lots of fun political stories. I mean, there are tons of political stories from George W. Bush to Donald Trump. And you can read those, enjoy it. But if you see anything partisan in there whatsoever, I won't publish my book. So that offer is there for free.
philipstutz.com/book. Great marketing. If you're a small business owner, entrepreneur, executive, or marketing professional, and you're determined to beat the competition in any economic environment, this is your next must-read book. Again, that is philipstutz.com/book to download your free two chapters. Philip Stutz, The Undefeated Marketing System, thanks so much. Your story is awesome, and I anticipate we'll be following up with some more stuff here upcoming. That's just a tease because we do talk off the record. Thanks for being here. We'll talk to you soon.
We will force votes.
We will not stop. Any Republican senator is part of the cover-up.
What the f***?
Impeachment.
This is madness.
The PC Radio Show with Stu and Rich. Back in a minute.
Were you over there mouthing that? Were you going along with it? This is madness.
This is madness.
It is all madness. Philip Stutz, that was a very interesting interview, and it was from yesterday, but we didn't have a chance to air it just because of the news cycle. But we enjoyed talking to him, and we hope to have him back sometime. There is also some updates that he's going to be bringing us that he told me about off the air yesterday that I can't talk about right now, but he's involved with some things and his situation is not going away. Another thing that's not going away is your financial worries. There's a lot of people that are very concerned in uncertain times right now. Everything that's going on, you know, in our government, with our military, with the police, at your homes, with your pain. We told you how to resolve your pain, get some Verve. But with your finances, I mean, you work your whole life to retire. Mm-hmm. You know, you to hopefully retire. Exactly. You don't want your investments to go from here to zero, right? From way up top to zero. And obviously, I mean, the market is tough. Do you buy precious metals? Do you get involved with, you know, gold and silver? And do you buy stock in this or that and CDs or bonds or what do you, self-employment pension plans? I mean, what do you do? What you need is a good fiduciary. You need a financial advisor that'll take care of you, and that is Cortez Wealth Management. Now, they're located in Florida, the Sunshine State. Carlos Cortez Jr. was an interviewee, a guest on this show, and now has turned into a sponsor of this show, title sponsor for this show. And the reason is because God brings us together. I agree 100%. I believe that 100% that everything happens because God knows the future and he puts you together. And Carlos Cortez Jr. feels the same way. He understands the political climate. He thinks like we do. And he understands finance. And so they're all tied together. God, politics, finance, personal choices, they all blend together, all under the umbrella of God. And Carlos Cortez Jr. understands that. Now, he's not like going and praying about your investment and then making an investment based on what he thinks he hears God telling him. I'm not saying that. But what he is he's honest, and he's going to keep your best interest in mind. And he's smart. Everything that he has predicted on this program has come to fruition. He predicted the GameStop thing. It happened. He predicted the increase in cost of goods. It happened. He predicted the fall of precious metals, and it did. It declined. So everything that he said, like literally the day after, bang, it happens. So he's a financial prophet, I guess, and that's who you should do business with. Carlos Cortez Jr. at Cortez Wealth Management. Get over to CortezWM.com. CortezWM.com. That's CortezWM.com.
Censored by Twitter, shadow banned on Facebook, and hated by fake news media. The Patriotically Correct Radio Show with Stu and Rich, Mojo 5-0 Radio.
I want to talk about a personal situation that I had going on. Kind of the end of a Friday here. And, you know, it's casual Friday, as you can see. I've got my t-shirt on.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, I'm connected to music. I'm very I'm in tune with music, and music, you know, it drives me. When you're in a certain mood, you listen to certain music, and absolutely, certain music can put you in a certain mood. Lyrics, I remember them. I don't know how I remember lyrics to everything, but I was thinking t-shirt and my panties on, and so when I said I got my t-shirt on, the natural, my brain just went into the panties thing, and then I'm a boxer brief kind of guy. I'm not going to.
So
we're
not going to find pictures of you in a t-shirt and panties anywhere.
You're never going to find that. No. Okay. Good. Not even in college. I've never been drunk and done that. That's never happened. So I'm safe there. I can never be. If you see one, it's fake. Just know that. So anyway, I want to talk about a personal experience that I had. I was driving down the road, and I was in the city of Minneapolis, and I'm driving up Broadway. Washington Avenue. And I go to this gas station, and I pull into the gas station, and I had forgotten my mask. This is a gas station that I visit quite frequently. I know the owners. It wasn't busy. There was nobody in there. I just wanted to grab a coffee. You know, I was driving home. I wanted to grab a coffee for my drive home. So I go in and I get my coffee, and I've got no mask on, and it's just the employees and myself. That's it. And they have the plexiglass barriers. Nobody's life was at risk. Okay. And so I get my coffee. And as I'm on my way out, like literally leaving, I'm walking out the door. This other woman walks in, and she stops me like dead in my tracks. I was going to go. You know how they have an in and an outdoor? In this case, yep. They're right next to each other. She actually like stepped over in front of the outdoor to impede my progress, to slow me, to stop me, to trap me from leaving. And I almost spilled my coffee all over her blouse, right? And I go, oh, excuse me. And then I went to go around her, naturally, you know, and then she steps in front of me again. And she goes, wait a minute. And she wags her finger in my hand, in my face like this.
Wags, yeah.
Yeah. And I go, okay, yep. What can I do for you? And she goes, where's your mask? Ma'am. I forgot my mask. I'm just leaving. You are not social distancing because you're in my face. You're stopping me. You're like, you literally moved over in front of me to get this message across to me. You're wearing a mask. Does your mask not work if I'm not wearing mine? But you're endangering yourself by standing so close to me. I mean, if you really believe that this thing is so dangerous, you're endangering yourself by standing there, by stopping me from leaving so you can deliver some stupid message that you've heard on mainstream media over and over again.
And we're not going to listen anyway.
The ignorance of people, the sheep mentality of people, when you see them, identify them, get away from them. Do not be a part of this. There was a comment yesterday during our show on the Ops Lens Facebook page while we were broadcasting the first 10 minutes, because of course, after 10 minutes, you can only view it in the app. This is why you have to download the Ops Lens app if you want to watch the whole show. But there was a comment there on the Facebook page that said, "You people, you Trumpers, you're all crazy. Do yourselves a favor. Watch mainstream media and stop believing the hype."
Yikes.
I'm telling you, these people really concern me. They need God. They need help. They need a moment of clarity that you and I cannot deliver. And for those of you that are on here viewing this and watching this, if you think that I'm a big asshole for not wearing my mask at that store yesterday when it was just me and somebody else inside of there, the employee with all of the proper barriers and everything in place, listen, please go away. Please change the channel. Please don't ever watch another one of my videos again. Please, please, just please kindly, please. I'm asking you nicely. Please go away. I don't want to talk to you until Monday when we return at 6 p.m. Eastern time. Until then, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, may they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid that radar. One day they're going to come for the car, and when they do...